Many a song has been sung about the working man, about their brains and the bat they often bend. But not one word I've heard about that humble clan that work in sleep, rain and heat, the soft drink man. The wife told me to stop by the supermarket on the way home from work and pick up an 8-pack of soft drinks. I was in the aisle to get them, and as usual, I mixed them. 2 Pepsis, 2 Cokes, 2 RCs, 1 Big Red and a Dr. Pepper. A soft drink man was fitting the rack, and I smiled and spoke to him, and he spoke back. Then I just thought to myself, what a big part that soft drink man plays in our lives. Come to think of it, Pepsi, Cokes, and Big Reds are as American as apple pie and mothers, or maybe more so. Well, I checked out, and as I was putting them away in the trunk of my car, I saw him loading the empties on his truck. I waved at him and said, "Have a good day, Pepsi," and he said, "Same to you, sir." As I started to drive away, it occurred to me that soft drink men are really unsung heroes of labor. I've heard songs about automobile workers, soldiers, and coal miners, but who ever thought about writing a song about a soft drink man? So I made these words up as I drove home. Through jungle heat and sun-scorched streets, you see them day and night, pulling, pushing, sweating, toiling in a constant fight. In no plush office does he work, or in a shop warmed by steam. He toils on life's highway amid its surging stream. He feeds the throats of those who thirst, but yet you never think of that aching back that filled the rack which held that cooling drink. So when you see him busy by a vendor or by rack, stop, smile and speak to him and pat him on the back. Just call him Coke or Pepsi or just plain old RC. He deserves full credit, whatever it may be. Better man you'll not find in the entire land than that advertising, merchandising, soft drink man. Well, when I got home, I opened the trunk of the car to get the carton of drinks, and suddenly my little girl came running out of the house all excited, hollering, "Daddy, Daddy, did you get my Big Red?" I said, "I sure did, honey." And then she said, "Daddy, you forgot the bottles again, and Mommy's mad." Man of steel, he is not just hard, transparent glass. But you won't find a better man in any social class. So when you see him anywhere, go take him by the hand. For there's no finer workman than that soft drink man. A man of steel, he is not just hard pressed.